last year, I had one of the most incredible evenings in my life. My family and I were fortunate enough to hang out backstage at Saturday Night Live. We've had Colin Jost on the show a couple times, and Colin said, come on back, sit in the dressing room, watch the show.
You watched it from his dressing room.
We watched it from his dressing room. It was an unbelievable evening. And Mark Normand, a very fine stand-up comic who's working at Zany's in town, shared that evening with myself and my family.
Oh, hey.
Wasn't that a night?
That was a great night. Really special. Really Harvey Weinstein'd it up in there, you know. It was nice to be in a dressing room. But, yeah, we had a good time. 30 Rock, Saturday Night Live.
Magical.
Magical.
It was magical.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk, so I don't remember any of it. But
Phil said you had a great time, and you were very talkative and nice to him.
Yeah.
It all worked out.
Well, Bill's a mensch.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's very nice of you.
By the way, as a Jew, this place is very aggressive. Can I say that? Holy hell. Feels like a hate crime.
No, come on. There is a Hanukkah section. It's small, but we'll take you back there later on.
All right. Well, I feel like a vegetarian in a steakhouse here. This is wild.
I can't believe you came all the way out there.
I can't either. This is wild. These are all my fans, obviously.
Yes.
This is my demo.
Big Mark Norman's fan. And you said, Mark, you said the drive from Chicago to here is similar to that of this to Missouri.
I don't know where I am right now. I'm in a warehouse with a flea market going on, and Santa was sleeping. I don't know what's going on.
It's better that way.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Saturday Night Live, in the past, you have submitted jokes to Weekend Update that have been used during the show, and what does that do? That must make your heartbeat very fast.
Which ones were they?
It's great. It's the best. I've submitted jokes to SNL. Amy Schumer is doing the Mark Twain Award. They're giving it to Letterman, so I submitted jokes to that. I've submitted jokes to all the roasts on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
It's a good gig, and seeing your joke on TV is a lot of fun.
Right. Now, do you ever have to say to the person who's doing the joke, I know you have a certain style, but for this joke to work, you have to do it this way? Do you ever have to do that?
A little bit, yeah, but everyone has their own. You have to write for them.
Yeah.
You have to write for their voice, which is tricky because you know your voice so well, but not theirs. So, yeah, you always have to prep them on how to say it, you know?
Yeah.
Say the N-word like this, you know what I mean? So you always got to be ready.
We need to book Mark back for next year. Immediately. Mark, what are you doing next year at this time? Are you available?
I'll probably be working here, actually.
That's possible.
You know what, though? Mark is at Zany's in Chicago. You have a bunch of shows, and we'll tell you all about that. But you should stop in the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Ooh.
They've just done the Saturday Night Live The Experience exhibit. It officially opens tomorrow.
Wow.
The grand opening and red carpet event is tonight. But it looks so cool.
I'm down.
Yeah. You're going to do it. Why did you become a stand-up, Mark? What was going on?
Terrible at everything else. No prospects. Nothing going on. Bedwetter. Insecure. You know, all the big ones. And I just. This is a little graphic.
Get to the graphic.
All right. Well, I had nothing going on. I was in college, and I was dating a girl, and she gave me a yeast infection, and. I didn't know what to do, so I just signed up for an open mic and talked about it, and it went very well.
Oh.
And
she wasn't there, I take it.
No, but I gave her some money.
Yeah.
And, then I talked about it, and it went well, and I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do, and I moved to New York City and followed my dream.
From New Orleans originally?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Born, but there's no comedy there. It's a drinking town. It's a jazz town. It's not really a comedy town.
Yeah, they've tried. They put clubs in the French Quarter. They don't last long.
They don't last. They open and close.
Yeah.
People don't want to sit and pay attention. They want to get sloppy
and see
boobs.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, not a bad life.
Argue with that.
Yeah, I grew up there, so I get it.
Yeah. And you admit this yourself. You enjoy drinking. You're a drinker.
I'm hungover right now.
That's a good tip for the kids listening.
Oh yeah.
What's your drink of choice?
I like a whiskey or a bourbon kind of things. You know, something heavy.
Yeah.
I can't do the beer. I'm getting too old for the beer.
Are you? Yeah.
It's heavy and it's bloaty. Yeah. You got to wee wee all night. So I like a nice scotch on the rocks, splash of water.
Yeah.
But as you can see right now, I'm really paying for it. Although that Moretti's, is it Moretti, the pizza?
Yeah
did Moretti. You have some?
Great booze sopper upper.
Oh, it is?
Yes, put that on the box.
Pizza is very good for that.
Very good.
And pizza, cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers and also crying.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's also a positive.
Yeah, you know, gets the booze out through the eyeball.
Now, just so we get to know you better, not married currently.
No, sir.
What do you think? At some point?
And why not?
I don't see
you seem like a catch, Mark.
Well, you know, our people can get married now. I'm a big homosexual. Not really. I'm joking. Any single ladies out here? Huh? Oh, boy. It looks like a Tom Jones concert in the crowd here. But, I don't know. I don't see the upside of marriage. I don't get it.
What?
Hey, we're very in love. Let's make it legal. Let's sign a contract. I don't know. All my friends got married 10 years ago. They're all divorced.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What about your own parents, though? Were they married a long time?
They're still together, sadly, but they're not into it. I think it's just a different generation. They're like, hey, you hate each other, you stick together. That's how it works, baby.
Mark Normand is here. He's performing at Zany's. You got two shows tonight. You got two shows tomorrow.
Three tomorrow.
Three tomorrow.
Oh, how do you do it?
How can you do it?
It's going to be tough. A lot of cocaine.
Now, can I ask you, this is a sports town.
Sure.
Last night was a difficult night for the city.
It was ugly.
The people who came out to Zany's last night, though, they just wanted fun. They just wanted to escape it all, right?
I guess so. Comedy is very popular right now. We got a lot of comedy nerds coming out. They're not big sports people. As you know, your husband's a big dork. You know,
Star Wars fan, that's what I like to call it.
Star Wars fan, yeah. So some people don't care about sports. They say, hey, I want a good chuckle.
Yeah, and so, they provide that.
I'm a big chuckle provider.
I got to back him up. He likes sports, too, and Led Zeppelin. All right.
All right.
So, come on.
All right, he's a heterosexual.
Last night, the game got so out of hand that I was switching back and forth. I had taped This Is Us, and I kept flipping back and forth. And I got to tell you, the Cubs game was sadder than This Is Us.
Did that make you cry more?
It made me weep. I wept more than once.
Yeah, I believe it.
Did you play sports at all when you were in school?
I played a little, some Little League and some soccer, and I skateboarded.
Were you a skateboarder?
Big-time skateboarder.
Yeah,
that was fun.
And then at some point when you skateboard, do you realize maybe it's time to stop skateboarding? What happens?
Yeah, I think once you hit 18, you got to really retire that board.
Yeah.
You know, you see these cool guys, these 30-year-olds with their long boards. It's like, hey, buddy. You're past that.
Get a car.
Exactly. Get a car to job. Yeah.
In the years you've been doing this, have you had the opportunity to work with the people who were your idols when you did this? Yeah.
I've met Ray Romano, Jerry Seinfeld. I opened for Louis C.K. for a while. I mean, really, that's the beauty of comedy is there's not a lot of pretension. Like, if I was a young guitarist, I would never meet Keith Richards.
Right.
But with comedy, it's a smaller group.
Right.
So everybody needs an opener.
Yeah.
Are they nice to you, though?
Very nice. I've noticed the comedians that are mean are actually not funny.
I agree. I bet that's true.
No, explain that, though, because I found the same thing, is that the guys, the ones you just mentioned, who are tried and true professionals and great at what they do, there's no reason for them to not be nice, right?
Right.
They're nice.
They're killing it. They're millionaires. But the insecure, unfunny ones are the ones who, you know, really are mean and I think they know that, like, you're a threat to them.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, who's this new kid? You think you're better than me? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Who's the best you ever saw do this? Best stand-up you ever saw?
I saw Carlin in 06, 05. That was pretty great.
I don't know how you could be better than George Carlin.
He's my hero.
Yeah.
Filthy man.
Was he really?
If he was talking right now, all the trees would just wilt. Yeah. Very dirty material. You know, a lot of curse words, but that's who he was.
Yeah. And what's, of all the places you've done stand-up, what is the strangest? Do you have one or two that you just go, I can't believe we're doing stand-up here, and please don't say Today Show.
This is a new one, but one time I did a show at a firehouse on Long Island, and as I was performing, I was really bombing, and the fire alarm went off.
Thanks. Saved by the bell for sure.
All the guys ran up and got out, and I was like, all right, well, I guess that wasn't my fault, was it? But then they came back, and it was like false alarms, a cat in a tree, and then I had to continue my act. So that was really bad. One time I did a roast. This guy saw me at a club, and he said, I'll pay you a couple grand, which at the time was insane, to roast my hedge fund company. And I said, great. He gave me a whole list of dirt on this company. And he's like, really be hard and mean. And I went in, and I was like, white tablecloth, it was at a golf course. Everybody was super rich. And I go up and I go, hey, Bob, we all know you're gay. His wife's there. She starts crying. And I'm like, oh, that's bad. And then we go, Jim, we know you're addicted to cocaine. And he gets fired, you know. And the whole thing is backfiring completely. And, you know, like, hey, Jimmy, we all know you're cheating on your wife. And she freaks out. And,
oh, no.
And that was like the first 6 minutes. And I had to do 45 after that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
But you could almost blame that directly on the material that was given. even to you. That's not your fault.
No, I tried to. He told me go hard, really be mean, and I got chased out of there with forks and torches.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to do? I had to do this twice. A birthday party in a restaurant for one table.
Ooh.
Where I got called over. There was a table of three. It was the guy's birthday, so it's me at a restaurant doing stand up for three people at in a restaurant.
Wow. That's fun. Tough.
Yeah.
Is that why you quit stand up?
Yeah, that's why I quit stand up. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely done.
Oof.
Has the audience, in the years you've been doing stand-up, have the audiences changed? Is their attention span different because everybody's texting and taking pictures now?
I think you're exactly right. I think the attention span is gone, and I think that everyone's a little more offended now.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of more a little more narcissist-y. Hey, that bothered me. What about me? It's like, well, we don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Will that ever revert to the way it used to be, or are we always going to be stuck in this rut, do you think?
They say it'll go back. It's like a fashion trend. It swings back the other way, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, you saw the thing Jerry Seinfeld said about a year ago is that he doesn't want to do college anymore because college audiences are the most closed-minded that they've
ever exactly. They think they're progressive and they think they're open-minded, but they're actually more closed-minded because they won't allow this, they won't allow that. You can just say, I got fired by my college agent because I talked about my gay roommate.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I can't believe he was talking about gays. And I'm like, he's my roommate. He's gay.
Yeah.
Like, what's the problem?
Story.
Yeah. But they took it as a bad, a homophobic thing.
Oh.
But no, you're just mentioning that he's gay, and the college kids, you know, they're used to that, to having gay kids.
Right.
So I don't understand why they're so offended by things.
He's very judgmental.
I don't get it. Yeah. They just hear these trigger words, and they freak out.
Yeah. Where will you be in 10? I know this sounds like a job interview. I apologize. But where will you be in 10 years? What will you be doing in 10 years?
Oh, boy, I might be dead. You guys know what I'm talking about now. This looks like the waiting room of the Sizzler.
Oh.
With the early bird special here.
People are booing, but just for the record, there is no waiting room at Sizzler. So if you don't tell me, Mark Norman.
Good point.
You just walk right into Sizzler. They don't have a waiting room.
I should have said the eye, nose, and throat doctor. But, yeah. 10 years, hopefully, you know, back here in Chicago, headlining some rooms, and hopefully I've. You know, as a lot of fans and some TV credentials. I'd like to have a TV show one day.
Why aren't you on TV? I asked you that the night we hung out at Saturday Night Live. You should be on TV.
I'm not very likable. And I can't write anything. I can write jokes, but I can't write a story, really.
Yeah.
You know, like a TV show premise. I got no ideas.
But now you've written for other comics. Have other comics ever written for you, or is that too difficult?
No, I write for myself. Yeah. I don't really have anything to write for me.
Yeah.
I write my own act. If I had a TV show, I'd hire people.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's
just on a sitcom. Let's say it was the Martin Norman show. What would be the premise of the show?
All right. A Jew has to get a job at a Christmas tree factory. And, you know, he's very uncomfortable by the gingerbread oven, you know. I think it'd be a funny show.
That would work. Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll call it Happy Holidays.
D-A-Z-E?
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Can't do it.
You are so funny.
You're funny. You smell great. Can I say that?
Thank you very much.
If I wasn't gay, I've got a lightsaber for you. All right. Sorry.
Mark Norman is performing at Zany's. Two shows tonight, three shows tomorrow, four shows on Sunday, five on Monday.
I know. It feels like that.
Schedule, Mark.
They really got me. I'm tap dancing out there, folks.
That's
so come on out. Say hello.
Mark Norman. Mark, thank you for being
here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break and then we'll start the show.